The Brady Report for Golden Ponds Fishing in Marin Park. Goldenponds.com.au.
What's great to hear his voice. Ender Brady, good morning.
Yeah, morning, boys. Welcome back. Good to speak to you, Millsy.
Yeah, nice to be back, Ender. Now, the farmer who is a fruit picker, he's in all sorts of strife.
Yeah, they've got 73 workers who have tested positive for COVID. This is on an English farm where they produce fruit and veg. They pick it, they pack it. It's sent all over the UK. Rook Row Farm. It is in a small village outside Worcester over in the west of England. Basically, they have a couple of hundred workers on site. They've all been told to quarantine. No one will be allowed to leave, and the local council will send in deliveries of food and supplies that are needed. But the bottom line is, you know, they are now being treated as one extended bubble. They won't be allowed out. 73 positive tests for COVID.
Well, I've got to say congratulations on Liverpool winning the Premiership, because I haven't been around to do that. So well done, even though you didn't win on the weekend. Now, there is some action in the Premier League, but not on the pitch, off the pitch these days. Tell us more.
Yeah, this is a horrible story that makes many of the front pages here. Wilfred Zaha is a very talented winger who plays for Crystal Palace, and he's had some horrible racist abuse online over the weekend ahead of his club Palace playing at Aston Villa. And he put it out there, he called it out, and he said, look what I'm having to deal with, and I can't repeat what was written to him. West Midlands Police, which looks after the Aston Villa area, but basically the Midlands of England, they have decided to investigate, and within a couple of hours of their attention being drawn to it, they've arrested a 12-year-old boy in Solihull on suspicion of sending this racist abuse via Instagram to Wilfred Zaha of Crystal Palace. Aston Villa, the club, say that they're working with the police and that they could issue a lifetime ban. The suspect arrested, 12 years old.
Unbelievable. Mate, good to hear your voice. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.